Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, we haven't talked about Austrian wines much at all, but I think that's going to change.
Yeah.
And I think people might be encountering them in the months to come. Maybe not as Grüne Veltliner, and maybe not as Blaufränkisch, but maybe in the rosé form.
I love the Austrian wines, and they're definitely beginning to get some traction. But the grape varietals have some of the most unfortunate names in all of wine drinking.
Would you like to have some Zweigelt?
How about the nice chili Zweigelt? How does that sound? Anyway, well, now that we've had our little fun, the wines are really good. And if you've not had any Austrian wines, the rosés actually pose, I think, some pretty good values. And it's a good way to sort of explore a number of these different varietals. So without further ado, here we go. From a producer called Hoppler, there is a wine called Panonica Rosé. It's 2017. It's all of $12 a bottle. It is a blend of Pinot Noir, which is also a variety in Austria, Saint Laurent, and then the earlier mentioned Blaufränkisch. Wonderful, fleshy wine with berry, and the lychee notes were really sort of stuck out. I didn't expect to see that coming. It was a really interesting wine, very nice pale pink, $12 a bottle. I liked it. One of the better known producers in Austrian wine is a fellow named Anton Bauer. He does a rosé, which is a blend of Zweigelt, Syrah, Merlot, simply under the name Anton Bauer Rosé, $13 a bottle, which is a pretty good value. Medium pink, berry, peach, and sort of a citrus characteristic. Again, very crisp, really enjoyable bottle of rosé. Another fairly famous producer is one called Mittelbach. And this is also the 2017. This one happens to be Zweigelt is the principal grape. And at $13 a bottle, again, very, very good approachable price point to try to see some Austrian wines. Bright pink, very straightforward, good value, not quite as complex as the earlier one. My favorite in this batch, just because it harkens back to when I first started drinking wine, is a rosé of Cabernet Sauvignon from a producer called Steininger. And this is also 2017. This is all of $14 a bottle. Very pale, delicate color, sort of salmon. It's classy, elegant, peach and berry with slight floral notes, good crisp acidity. This was just a delicate wine, very elegant. Really liked it. And $14, I mean, come on.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it really was interesting. A producer called Loimer, L-O-I-M-E-R, at $18 a bottle, has a rosé 2017. This is a blend of 80% Zweigelt and 20% Pinot Noir. I think the Pinot Noir actually softens it up and makes it a little more interesting. Bright pink, berries, again, lean peach, but there's a cherry note that comes through. Again, I'm assuming that's from the Pinot Noir. Again, good crisp acidity. Certainly worth looking into. And then last but not least, from a producer called Prialer, is their Rosé 2017 with subtle berry. And this one had minerality, which we didn't see in the other ones, that I thought was really good. Juicy and refreshing. So there you have it.
Wow, Hugh, that's quite a haul.
It was fun.
A lot of good things to go out there and try. If you see them, it might be well worth looking
absolutely,
into.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.